We're free to play almost as long and as loud as a jazz group or an orchestra on Radio 3. There are dance halls and theatres with acoustics worse than here, not forgetting the extra facilities such as the tea machine just along the corridor. So to all our mates like Kevin Caravan and the old Pink Floyd, allow me to recommend Top Gear, despite its extraordinary. Orchestras on Radio 3. Pop stars drink each other's wine, plow each other's earth, hoping for companionship and then perhaps rebirth. Plant seeds in fresher plots of earth. Eating and talking and drinking and smoking, that's all right by us. Don't think that we're complaining. After all, it's only leisure time, isn't it? I could almost sing this song in a nice tone of voice if I had to. I'd be glad to. It's awfully nice to be here. So let's open the beer and get tipsy. We'd be mad to. Come through the month.
And that's one of the nicest things, I think, from 1969, The Soft Machine and The Moon in June. Very good stuff, that. And incidentally, talking about going to see The Soft Machine, I understand they're doing their first actual sort of concert-y type thing in this country anyway, at the Fairfield Hall in Croydon. When is it?
Next Sunday.
Next Sunday. So after you've listened to The Family on the Sunday programme at 4 o'clock, then you can go down and see The Soft Machine at the Fairfield Hall, I think. I see also that actually they're going to be in Birmingham too on the 11th of January, when I think I'm going to be down there. And one of the resolutions I'd like to see groups making for 1970, or some of the star groups, some of the better known names, have virtually priced themselves out of existence now. And it's all right to charge sort of nasty promoters and things enormous sums of money if you can get it from them. But the people who are trying to do good things and put on good groups and in good surroundings are only having a hard time, because a lot of people won't go and see new groups that they haven't heard before, which is a bit sad, I think. Last night in Birmingham, the Groundhogs were playing, and a group called Galliard, and they were both very good, actually. There are very, very few people there. And at the same place tonight, they've got Mooch, Quatermass, and the Clark Hutchinson Band. And there are three new bands that I expect the majority of people haven't seen. But again, I don't suppose there'll be all that many people there, which is a bit sad. So try and go and see some new bands this year, and forget about some of the ones who've become big pop stars and charge ludicrous sums of money for their services. Anyway, there you are. That's something to think for 1970, perhaps. This is Griffin, another group that I hope we'll hear a great deal more of in 1970. And this is What a Day It's Been.
Overcome when the fumes
Oh, well, there you go. It's an appalling sound. Hold on a second while I put on the background noise things. There we go. There we go. And everybody's having a fantastic time here in the studio. And I've been told to tell you that the Soft Machine concert isn't, of course, tomorrow, because tomorrow is Sunday as well. Isn't it? Yeah, but it's in fact the following Sunday, the 4th or some suitable day like that of January. And what are we supposed to be doing now? I'm supposed to pull a cracker with Miss Top Gear. Is that basically what we're doing? Let's have another cracker. Wow. A great success that was, anyway. Amuse yourselves there, listeners, if you would. We may get Pete Drummond in a bit later. Oh, there it goes. May get Pete Drummond a bit later on in order to brighten the programme up a little bit. This one says, I think this is a particular thing, I guess. Life not only begins at 40, that's also when it begins to show. It's moving stuff, isn't it? I don't know. Okay. And a very fine ring comes in this one as well. We might as well get on and have some more music, I think. This is Tyrannosaurus Rex, and this is called A Day Lay. Done it again, I can't believe it. That was Tyrannosaurus Rex and A Day Lay with, careful what you say, Sandy, the microphones are as live as can be. And we're going to talk to Sandy Denny now, aren't we? About, in fact, about what you're going to do in 1970, Sandy, a word.
Oh, dear.
And that's very interesting, Sandy. And what do you see the future of the coal industry? No, what are you going to do? Actually,
well, that's really terribly wide, isn't it?
She's not being helpful at all. That's really terribly wide, isn't it? I mean, what does that mean? I mean, does it mean anything, in fact?
Well, I don't know what I'm going to do.
She does. Anybody else?
Well, actually, no, I must agree.
I'm not going to pull another cracker. Oh, dear, no, dear. This is rapidly getting out of hand. It's a ludicrous project.
I'm going to sing again.
Well, that's good. It'd be make a change from
what
you were doing before, isn't it? I mean,
yes, I know, but I've had a long rest from it now.
I see. Under what circumstances are you going to sing?
Well, probably, you know, I'll have a group of some sort. But I don't quite know exactly what type of group.
This is turning into one of those shattering non-interviews at which I'm an expert.
Well, I don't really know what to say. I thought you were going to ask me all sorts of things about Christmas.
Well, what sort of things did you do at Christmas, Sandy?
Well,
did you have a good Christmas?
We watched The Royal Family on television.
This is, in actual fact, the first radio programme that I've heard, as it were, during the past week, or television programme for that matter, where somebody at some stage didn't say, well, tell us, what would you like for, what are you hoping to get in your Christmas stocking this year? And then somebody says, I'm hoping to get
Chuckle Welsh, ain't I? You know what I mean?
You said that already today once.
Did I?
Oh, yeah.
I said that somebody did. On the Johnny Walker programme, yeah, when I was bringing a bit of light into his particular darkness.
Oh, yes.
As it were. Well, we've got to talk for another 20 seconds or so, Sandy, if you can think
of
anything to say.
All right, we'll start a limerick up and I'll finish
17,
it.
16, 15, 14, 13, 12,
oh,
11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. This is a track from the Fairport Convention LP, and it's called appropriately Farewell, Farewell, Farewell.
Hinting.
It starts very quietly. Sandy Denny from the Fairport Convention LP, Liege and Leaf, and it's now 4:30 on Radio 1, and time again for the news.
The dispute which threatened production at the Port Talbot Steelworks has been settled. Men who went on unofficial strike over Christmas have now agreed with the management to abide by agreements on staffing of the plant in future, and the company in turn has agreed to resume full production as planned next Tuesday. Meanwhile, the men will start going back to work tomorrow morning.